This is KSFR News. I'm Bryce Dix. Food insecurity has been a persistent struggle that COVID-19 only worsened and shined a light on. Now, COVID-19 seems to be in the rearview mirror for many, but the issues of hunger are still persisting for many New Mexicans. Here's KSFR's Taylor Velasquez to help us understand New Mexico's food insecurity epidemic and where we can go from here.
In New Mexico alone, 1 in 7 adults struggle with hunger, while 1 in 3 children are facing food insecurity.
It's difficult when we look at hunger as a problem that needs solving in and of itself, because hunger doesn't get solved unless poverty does. Hunger is a symptom of poverty.
That's Jill Dixon, Director of Development of the Food Depot here in Santa Fe. She says they normally work with nonprofits to distribute about 6.5 million pounds of food per year. But due to COVID, they had to do it themselves. And just this past year alone, they had an 84% increase in distribution. That's around 11.4 million pounds of food.
Because what we saw was the demand for food support doubled in less than 2 weeks. And what that indicates to me is an incredible financial vulnerability. People couldn't handle losing 1 or 2 weeks of income without needing to rely on the Hunger Relief Network.
This issue could get worse because of a recent announcement by the federal government that a 15% increase in SNAP benefits could be ending in September because of economic reopenings across the country. But Dixon says she's hopeful that people's incomes will stabilize. However, the decrease could cause a ripple effect in demand.
We saw an absolute correlation when pandemic EBT was added, the expanded SNAP benefits. When those kicked in, we saw a drop in the number of people who needed assistance.
Dixon says that hunger relief isn't as simple as this. It's complicated and only a beginning step to bridge the gap. However, New Mexico is notorious for food insecurity compounded by many other issues. UNM economics student Katie Gutierrez says that factors like vulnerable populations facing systemic racism, the immense amount of rural areas, a varied and unreliable job industry, and an administrative burden to even apply for food assistance make it unlikely New Mexicans will be able to afford their food.
New Mexico has historically had very high rates of unemployment. This is partly because we have a lot of low-wage jobs. We have then very few jobs in the middle, and then we have higher wage jobs at, you know, Sandia or Los Alamos. And it's hard for people to move from this lower income category up to a higher income.
The question then seems to be, will New Mexico's economy rebound in time? It doesn't seem likely, as Gutierrez points to the state's history of being slow to recover from economic crises. And as of now, 1 in 5 New Mexico residents are currently receiving SNAP benefits.
Unless we have continued state support and federal support, we can probably expect sort of the same pattern with this. And so I would say that the SNAP benefits should be extended because they protect the most vulnerable. And we can sort of see it as an investment in ourselves, because of course people will say, well, extending SNAP costs money. And yes, it does, but allowing people to go hungry also costs, and it hurts people.
Food insecurity is a growing crisis, but in children, it's especially worse, with 28% of children not knowing where their next meal will come from. James Jimenez, the executive director of New Mexico Voices for Children, says that while it's early for the federal government to cut those extra SNAP benefits, SNAP was never intended to fully fund the food needs of a family. Rather, we should be looking at poverty as the core of the problem many New Mexicans face, and there's a need to build a more inclusive economy.
We have not figured out how to build an economy that brings everybody along. Too often, we have focused our economic development efforts, our job creation efforts, at levels that I would say don't really address some of the fundamental needs of building a strong, vibrant workforce.
It's no doubt COVID-19 has only intensified the problems New Mexico is facing, but after this pandemic, Jimenez believes a solution would involve investing in a tax system that will sustain the programs we need, like early childhood education, funding for school summer meal programs, and making earned income tax credit programs permanent.
I think it's really necessary to have a sort of aspirational leadership, thinking about what we might be, not just about what we were, but holding on to those essential elements of our identity, yes, but also building back better in an aspirational way that says we can and should and will do more by investing in families in ways that is going to move us away from ranking 49th overall in child well-being and really does provide a platform for building back better from the pandemic.
For KSFR News, I'm Taylor Velazquez.